It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? We've been thinking a lot about work this week. So I thought I'd like to tell you about some of the work that I do. You see, my job is making television programs for families like yours. So when I come to work, I think of things that might be interesting and helpful in children's lives, and I write them down. And then we make television programs about that. Now you see this television house of mine here. It's part of a very big studio, a great big room that's called a television studio. And the people I work with in this studio are people who know how to make cameras work and make lights work and people who know how to play music. There's Mr. Costa and his band. Please won't you be my neighbor. Hey, Bobby. Hey, Carl. And there are other people in this building here who know how to make other parts of the television program. It takes a lot of people to make television programs. A lot of people. And all those people care about you. Yep. They want to make the best kind of programs they can for families like yours. Now, another thing that I do for my work is to write songs and then sing them for you. This is a song that I wrote that I like to sing to people that I really care for. Maybe you know it. It's a song that's called It's You I Like. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like. And I've been thinking about the work that children sometimes do. Of course, it's different from the work that grown-ups do. It's important work, too. Let's just think about children and some of the different kinds of things that they do for work. Thank you. Some of the things that children do for their work look like play. Well, playing at understanding things is a big part of children's work. And some children grow up to use some of their play in their grown-up work. I did that with puppets. You see, when I was a little boy, I used to play with puppets. I would make them talk, and I'd think up all sorts of stories about them. Well, I think that helped me when I decided to use puppets on television. These are some puppets that you've probably seen. We use. This one's Queen Sarah.
How do you do? My name is Queen Sarah.
And I'm X the Owl. I surely am flying around. And here's Daniel Striped Tiger. He's often too shy to talk. But that's all right, Daniel. And of course, I am King Friday the 13th. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Well, there's somebody at the door. I hope that's Mr. McFeely. It is. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery to you.
Were you able to find them?
Yes, pictures of sets and puppets that you've used over the years in your work.
That's just what I need. Thank you. Can you stay a bit?
Well, busy day. I'll send you a bill for those already.
Oh, all right.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome.
I wanted you to see these pictures. Some old puppets and sets that I've used in my work. Here's a Daniel Tiger in a painted clock. Here's a King Friday the 13th with his calendar. There's a whole neighborhood of make-believe. I think that's Handyman Negri there in the middle. There's another King Friday, a different castle. You can pretend with lots of different puppets and scenery. Henrietta and X. Their tree. And there I am behind the set making the puppets work. All part of my work, and so is our neighborhood of make-believe. I think it's time to bring the trolley and have some make-believe right now. Yes, trolley. This is the day that the new pipes get put in the neighborhood of make-believe. So let's just pretend that the work is going very well. All part of my work, and I hope part of your play. Neighborhood of make-believe. All right, trolley. Friday the 13th. There.
But you don't have to pay them until the work is finished, sir.
Oh, I know, but I wanted to have the check ready. They've been working very hard, Handy.
Well, very well, sir.
Yes. Oh, in fact, here comes Beaver.
Oh,
Beaver O'Day, I presume?
Beaver O'Day at your service, Your Majesty. Here's some more of the pipe.
Well, it looks very good to me. How does it sound? No obstruction? Very good, yes.
The king has checked every piece of pipe we put in the ground.
I'm interested in knowing all that you're doing. I trust it will last a long time.
It better. It's a big job.
And we're prepared to pay you for it, aren't we, Handyman?
Here it is.
Better get to it.
Yes, that's right. And to think that all that pipe will be underground and we won't see it anymore.
No, we won't see it. But we know it'll be working because we'll be getting our water through it.
Yes, that's so. It will be good to have running water again. even if we can't have the community swimming pool.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hello, dear. Hello, handyman. Hello. There's a telephone call for you, dear.
From where is it, Sarah?
From Westwood.
Oh, very good. I like those people in Westwood.
It's Mayor Maggie on the phone.
Oh, excellent. Handyman Negri, kindly oversee the pipe work for me.
I will, sir. Do you want me to hold on to the check, sir?
Yes, please. That's fine. I'll take the checkbook in with me now.
Very well, sir.
Farewell. Come along, Sarah.
Farewell,
my dear.
Beaver, let's see if this one fits. I've just cut this one.
Looks like it should.
Terrific. Okay, Beaver, it's time for a break.
Ooh, I'm ready.
Why, hello, handyman.
Yeah. Hey, you guys really work fast.
That's right. But we always plan some free time, too.
Oh, I don't blame you.
Say, you play the guitar, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I brought mine today.
Yeah.
If you give us a little music, we'll give you a little pipe dance.
That's a deal. Okay. All right. Let's see. How about something like this? A one, two, three.
Is all the work finished? I don't have any water in my place yet.
No, we're not quite finished.
Well, why are you dancing then?
Oh, we're just taking a little time to relax.
I never heard of such a thing. I say finish your work and then dance.
But this is hard work, Lady Elaine. People have to relax once in a while.
Well, I haven't had a drink of water in 3 days, and I'm tired of waiting.
I bet you are. Why don't you come down with us and see our work? And we'll show you how close we are to getting water to your museum and every other place around here.
Well, if you insist.
No, I don't insist. Just thought you might like to see it.
I would.
Good. Let's go. We'll finish the dance later, after everybody has water.
Okay.
You're a reasonable person, Peterson.
Well, you've got a reasonable gripe. Let's go.
Okay.
Glad you like it, Lady Elaine.
Well, I'd like everybody to see it. Hey, Handy, tell everybody to come and see this work. It's beautiful.
All right. I'll see who's around. I know the king's on the phone right now.
Okay.
He's seen every piece of pipe down here anyway.
Well, you get the last fittings, Beaver, and by the time you get back, we'll be ready. Want to help me with one little thing here, Lady Elaine?
Sure, I'd be glad to try. This is demanding work, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So they're almost finished. And before they cover it over, well, they thought you might like to see it.
I would, but I'm busy putting away all my swimming things now that we're not going to have a swimming place.
Oh. And how do you feel about that?
Okay, I guess.
Just okay?
Well, Handy, you can't have everything, even though sometimes you wish you could.
Well, that's the truth. But what do you do about your disappointment?
I work on it.
How?
Well, I think to myself, everybody tried hard to have a swimming pool here, and it didn't happen. But maybe someday we can swim someplace else. See how nice my goggles are?
Oh, they are nice.
Would you help me take them off?
Oh, sure, dear.
Thank you.
They are nice. And so are you, Dan.
Well, I think I'm growing.
I know you are, in many ways.
Thanks, Handy.
See you later.
Okay.
Hi, Handyman Negri. Well, this is your last chance to see the pipes before they cover them up.
Oh, I've seen it. I've been telling the others to come.
Oh, well, there are quite a few neighbors over there now, and the people from Westwood are coming.
Oh, good.
How is Daniel? Is he all right?
Yeah, he's fine. He's working on his disappointment, and I'd say he's doing that work very well.
Oh, good. Looks as though they're almost ready.
Yeah.
This is the last fitting.
Oh, good.
When we connect this, we can turn on the water.
Well, just let me know, and I'll turn on the hose.
Okay, Beaver, connect it.
This is a very important moment, Spiritual.
I know that, but...
Very important.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Excellent.
Done. Handyman Negri, you may turn on the main source.
Okay, right away.
Okay,
Okay, I'll go down, and I'll turn on my pipe, too. Okay, I'll turn it on.
Hey!
Yay! Oh, it works. Oh, that's wonderful.
Excellent. Good job.
Now, everybody, let's help fill in the holes.
All right.
Of course. That's important. Oh, what an excellent job that is. So pleased with your work. Peterson.
Thank you, sire. Thank you.
Thank
only
you.
The best. Only the best.
Oh, they are the best, aren't they? We've checked every pipe that went under the ground.
Indeed.
There's so much underneath here, more than we even dream about.
That's for sure.
This is really hard work, but I enjoy it.
Oh, I like to work, too. It'll be great when we get the hole filled.
Oh, yeah.
Everything will be finished.
Sire, these are the very best pipes we have. They should last you for many, many years.
Yes, well, I'm very pleased that you've done such superb work.
Oh, I always do my best, Your Majesty.
It is time to pay the workers, handyman.
Oh, yes, sire. Yes, sir.
Well, handyman?
I can't seem to find the check, Your Majesty.
Well, you have it, do you not?
Oh, I had it. I know I had it. I just don't know where I put it.
Well, nothing's ever lost. You'll find it. You know he has it, don't you?
Here it is.
Oh, well, really furious.
A check. For $3,000 for the work that you've completed.
In behalf of my company, I thank you.
And in behalf of our neighborhood, we thank you.
Yes. That was a tough job, even though it wasn't a swimming pool.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to call on Mayor Maggie of Westwood and her consultant, Mr. Aber.
Your neighbors in Westwood are very pleased that you've been able to fix your pipes. Your water supply is one of the finest in the territory. We in Westwood now have a proposal for you in this neighborhood. My consultant will explain.
Thank you. For a long time, the citizens of Westwood have tried to think of a way that we could have a community swimming pool. We've even had drawings made by Paterson Pools. Now, we have the money for such a pool, but we don't have the water. We've never had a large enough water supply in Westwood for such a venture. Just today, one of our friends suggested that we build the pool midway between this neighborhood and Westwood. You provide the water, we'll provide the pool, and everyone from both neighborhoods will swim in it. A double community pool.
Well, oh, where do I tell Daniel about this?
Well, all in favor of providing water for the midway pool, say aye.
Aye!
All opposed? Sounds like that's it.
Charlie, we could even extend the tracks all the way to Westwood.
Oh, it's a lovely
So the pipe work is finished, and the neighborhood people are going to share their water with the people of Westwood, who are going to share their pool as soon as it gets built. Well, it's fun to pretend that things work out like that, isn't it? But even if there hadn't been thoughts of any pool nearby,
Daniel still had grown a lot by working on his disappointment. And that's just the way it can be with children, too. When parents decide that they can't buy something that their child wants, that gives the chance to learn that nobody can have everything. It's often hard for moms and dads to decide how to spend the money that they have to care for their family. But they do decide. You see, they love you and they want to take care of you. They're taking care of you. Taking good care of you. For once, they were very little, too. Now, they take care of you. There's somebody at the door. See who that is. Bob Trowe. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Fred.
Come in.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
You real busy?
No, not for you.
Come on out. I want to show you something.
What do you have?
My friend and your neighbor gave me permission to do a chalk drawing on their sidewalk.
Oh, is that beautiful?
Like that?
You mean you painted this?
Well, it's chalk. I just... What? You get down there and you put the chalk on it.
May I touch it?
Sure.
Why, that is chalk.
Mm-hmm. When it rains, it's just gonna come right off and the sidewalk will be the way it was.
Oh, Bob, that's beautiful. I didn't know that you could do that kind of artwork.
Well, thank you. I like to make presents for friends like this, too.
What?
Presents for friends. Now, you see if you can recognize who this is.
Well, it looks just like Betty Aberlin.
Good. That's who it is, Betty. You know this fella?
You know who that is? Francois Clemens.
Right.
Mr. McFeely. Looks like he's just gonna jump right up. How did you do this?
Oh, you sketch it with a pencil and then you add the chalk. It's the same chalk here as is on the sidewalk.
That's you.
All dressed up
and I'll say.
No place to go. How about this one?
Do you think that looks like Mr. Rogers? It sure does. Bob, have you been... I didn't know you were such an artist.
Oh, from a little boy, I started to draw. I show you how I started to learn. You just draw... In fact, this is the way I started this. Kind of a circle. And halfway down that circle, you draw a line across the middle. Okay? And then halfway between here, we'll say this is the chin, mm-hmm. is the nose. And halfway between the nose and the chin is the mouth. Then you put the eyebrows on it. You work with it a little bit and put the eyes in. And if you want to make the smile, then you put the smile like that.
I mean, this is the way you started
this one?
This is the way you
started. Then the more you work on it. Oh, between this line and this line, also the ear goes in here. See? Then you add the hair. Yeah. You fill it in a little bit. Then soon you add the colors later on.
Well, I think of you and your workshop, I had no idea that you knew how to do things like that.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and it's something new to learn all the time. Put the collar on like that, and then the tie can go in here.
Oh, I wish I could do that. You know, when I do a picture, sometimes I... Why, that's starting to look like me already again.
Well, you have to work on it.
You know, when I started to do a picture, at least when I was a little boy, I'd always just make it like that.
Mm-hmm. So did I.
Did you?
Sure. Then you learn that the eyes aren't clear up in here. They're down farther. In other words...
I guess when you feel, they really are.
Sure. Way down in the middle of the head here. We gonna make him smile, too? Sure.
How much do you charge for a painting like this?
Well, when I sell them, Fred, $25, but this is a present for you.
You're gonna give this to
mm-hmm.
me?
But I'm gonna frame it first, and then I'll give it to you.
Thank you very much.
You're
what
welcome.
A treat. When you knocked on my door, I had no idea that all this was out.
Well, I wanted to surprise you. Now I'll just get my wares together here and go find another sidewalk and get permission to draw on it.
Thank you very much, Bob. Have a good day.
You too, Fred.
Bye-bye.
So long.
Beautiful things. Well, what a treat. All kinds of ways of telling people that you like them and that you're friends. Wasn't that great to have somebody knock on my door and show me those beautiful things? And you know, things like friendship and love don't cost any money at all. And they're very, very important. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. I always wish for you the good feeling that comes from knowing that people care about you, from knowing that you can do good work, and knowing that you're growing into the kind of person who can take good care of yourself and other people. I'm proud of you. I'll be back.